Welcome back in to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Our next guest is Jeff Holmes. You may remember him from last fall when he told us about an epic elk hunt he enjoyed in the Blue Mountains. This time he's here to tell us about some other game he has in his freezer, about 68 pounds or so of fresh venison, and he didn't even use a tag to get it. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Glad to be with you. Yeah, that's right. It was actually 67 pounds, but I have 67 pounds of boneless venison in the freezer already. All my tags still in my pocket. And that's because I capitalized on Washington's relatively new roadkill salvage law. I'll tell you a little bit about that story, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about the law here and in some surrounding states as well.
Okay.
But here's what happened. I was out in the Walla Walla River with my dogs. Got a couple of geriatric English setters. It's always an adventure. And while I was there, I thought I would hit the grocery store in Walla Walla, since it has, honestly, a lot less COVID than the county where
right,
I live.
Right.
So I was driving on the divided highway outside of Walla Walla, and I noticed a really nice buck just, you know, in the gruesome fits of dying on the side of the road. And I've always fancied picking one up legally and keep the stuff in my truck to do that, should I get lucky enough to encounter one. But I really needed to get to the store. I was out of groceries. So I got to the store, took care of my grocery shopping, came back, and that buck was still there. So I was pretty sure of the law, but with all the years that it was illegal in Washington, and me always being a little bit on the civil disobedient side in terms of thinking it was the right thing to do to salvage protein,
right?
It felt a little weird to be pulling over on a divided highway and potentially yanking a big mule deer buck into my truck. So
right.
I triple-checked the regulations on WDFW's website in the clear. The one thing that I really did need to note, though, is that you couldn't dispatch an animal. It has to be dead before you claim it. So I pulled around, got up next to that deer. It was barely still alive, like breathing every 5 seconds. So as I readied my truck and then pulled the still barely alive deer up onto a berm, I think the stress killed it.
Right.
I backed my truck down on the divided highway with my tailgate touching the berm, and I was able to roll this over 200-pound mule deer buck into the back of my truck. Somehow got it all in there, got it buttoned up. This was all at about 10 o'clock at night on a really hot day. So once I got it all loaded up, I made for home. But I'll tell you, it felt really strange. You know, it's been decidedly illegal to pick up roadkill in Washington and still in many states around the country today. So it was kind of a novel thing for me. I almost enjoyed it as much as a hunt.
It
certainly wasn't. It wasn't a hunt.
Right.
I didn't even hit the deer. But just the opportunity to capitalize on that much protein and not let it go to waste on the side of the road was really exciting to me.
Well, and I think that's the whole reason they came up with this law. And why don't you explain to our listeners how the roadkill salvage law works in Washington and our other Northwestern states?
Sure, happy to. So in Washington, you have 24 hours to report the claim of a deer or elk. In Washington, it's specifically deer and elk that can be salvaged. There's one exception. On Clark and Cowlitz and Wakayakum counties, you cannot salvage deer because we have a really unique population of endangered Columbia whitetails down there, and
right,
it just doesn't fly with the Endangered Species Act. But deer and elk in all other counties, you can claim elk in those three counties as well. Like I said, you got 24 hours to report it. You can't dispatch it. That's a really important thing to note. Law enforcement officers can certainly still dispatch.
Right.
But, you know, you got to kind of find that balance between it being dead and not having been dead too long. So, you know, you also, there has to be an unintentional motor vehicle kill. You can't weld up a really cool bumper in Corn Beta Road.
Right, right.
You can't run wolves off of an elk kill with an ATV or a horse.
Gotcha.
It's got to be an accidental thing.
But what about the other states around Washington in terms of Oregon,
yeah,
Idaho, Montana, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. There's one other really key detail about Washington I really want to share, though, and that's you've got to print out and keep that permit. And that's true for all the states that I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
You've got to print out and keep a permit with the meat. So right now out in my freezer, I've got a printed out permit from the WDFW website, and it's free. It's easy to get. And then the other thing is, in all states, you've got to remove the entire carcass. You can't go up and cherry pick off the back straps.
Right.
You've got to do your civic duty of getting it off the road and properly disposing of it. We look at some of the neighboring states, like, for example, Oregon. It became legal, I think, at the beginning of 2019 to start recovering roadkill.
Right.
And specifically, only deer and elk there, and they kind of have a similar thing to us here in Washington. They've got a population of Columbian white-tailed deer, too. And in Douglas County, down around the Umpqua River, the population's robust enough that it's huntable. So you can recover them down there. But up along the lower Columbia River, you can't recover deer.
Okay.
But everywhere else in the state, you can recover whitetails, and you can recover blacktails everywhere, and elk everywhere as well. One important thing to note about Oregon is you can't recover an animal that has missing or removed antlers. We know there are a lot of really special trophy mule deer bucks and pretty chronic, enduring poaching problem throughout the state for those bucks. So I imagine this has something to do with enforcement. And I think that ultimately is what's kept this from being legal in the past, is the difficulty in enforcement.
Jeff, are the rules the same for our Rocky Mountain states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho?
I can't speak to Wyoming, even though my whole family lives there in Cody. But I can speak to Montana and Idaho for sure. So it's been legal in Montana since 2013. Just like here in Washington and in Oregon, you've got 24 hours to get the free permit and keep it with your meat. In that state, you can salvage deer, elk, moose, and antelope. It's unclear to me whether you can dispatch an animal in Montana, but, they've certainly got a whole page on it on their website.
Sure.
Good thing to visit if you live in Montana. And then in Idaho, as of 2018, you can dispatch an animal on the side of the road. You've got 24 hours to notify Fish and Game that you've taken possession of an animal, and you've got 72 hours in that state to get a free permit. And unlike the other states here in the Northern Rockies and Pacific Northwest, you can keep pretty much anything on the side of the road that's been hit by a vehicle in Idaho, exceptions being like birds of prey and threatened and endangered species, but all kinds of stuff you can pick up. One thing of note on their website too, John, that just kind of shows the difference in tone in Idaho versus some of the agencies in the other states is this quotation. Did you find or accidentally strike and kill an animal that's legal for salvage? Pick it up! Exclamation point.
Gotta love Idaho. Question for you when it comes to all of these states, and I guess it's a clarification here. Number one, you're not burning any tag you have for hunting. And number two, is there a limit in terms of how many animals you can salvage a year?
Second part of that question, I don't know if there's a limit or not. I don't believe there is. I've done quite a bit of reading. I don't think so. I think, though, that you were salvaging an unusual number of animals. I would expect an enforcement officer to probably contact you, and I would hope that they would.
I would too, yes. And as for burning a tag, you're not burning a hunting tag when you do this.
That's absolutely true. In fact, it's illegal to use your big game tag on a road-killed animal in Washington, I believe in Oregon too. I suspect in other states as well. They really bin these things separately. They keep sport hunting and roadkill separately as they should.
Now, a lot of folks who hit animals, they're not hunters. They're not going to have, gear like you have to go ahead and take care of an animal that's been hit. Do you approach them and say, hey, can I have that animal? Or if they say, well, I'd like part of it too, how does that work in terms of sharing the game?
Well, I would certainly approach someone if I had the opportunity to, but I don't think that's the common scenario. I think the more common scenario is that you see a road-killed animal on the side of the road. Typically, if we're talking about a deer, we're not talking about a disabled vehicle, right? And people tend to drive off. That was the case with the mule deer that I just recovered in June.
Right.
I don't think many people are doing this. I mean, we've got some groups that have been doing this for years and years and years, and even have like USDA-approved butchering facilities, like the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council, done yeoman's work for many years, feeding the homeless, and Richland Rod and Gun Club here where I live in Tri-Cities. And I think there are more groups sprinkled throughout the state who do this, but, there's just not a lot of people claiming this free protein.
Well, folks, if you want to find out more about, opening up your own little roadkill cafe or looking at it another way, getting some fresh venison without burning a tag, without firing a shot, and not letting these animals go to waste when they're killed on the highways, check out your local Fish and Game or Department of Fish and Wildlife websites, find out the rules, get some gear in your vehicle, and take advantage of these new laws that allow you to do this. Jeff, thanks for bringing this to our attention, and thanks for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
That's outdoors writer Jeff Holmes. You can find his articles in publications like Northwest Sportsman Magazine, Field and Stream Magazine, and quite a few others. He's based in the Tri-Cities of Washington, and I always enjoy having him on the show. Stick around. We've got more of the outdoors coming your way, to include your ever-popular Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week.